This is Twit.
Android at Home, yes.
Let's talk about that.
The hope of Android at Home?
Because I was there the first time they announced it. And that kind of fizzled. But I think, as Russell Holly mentioned, that a lot of that revolved around the Nexus Q, which just never happened.
I want the Nexus Q. Nexus Q 2.
You want one? I got one.
I have a Nexus Q.
Okay, yeah.
I want a Nexus Q 2. It's basically a Sonos replacement.
Yeah.
I want that bad.
Yes. Yeah. That would be cool if they did it.
I don't think we're going to see that, but I want it. Although I will say one thing about this. They are doing some developer code jams that they're inviting everybody to next week that are called Android at Home.
Okay.
And so, that's open. But so that name kind of infers that there will be some sort of integration.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been how long since the Nest acquisition? I mean, it's been a year and a half now or plus since,
Hasn't even been more than a year, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, so, as far as I know and as far as I can tell, they keep operating Nest as its own business unit, and they haven't really folded that in yet. That's got to happen sooner or later, and I feel like that's going to be a big driving point of Android at Home. But that said, Nest has had, the smoke detector failure has been catastrophic. That problem with that product basically not being ready for market and having the recall and all that sort of stuff that's what went along with it. And now with Tony Fadell taking over the Glass Group, I wonder how much they've done with Android at Home, and if it's at a point where it's ready to be kind of rolled out.
I've been calling it the Internet of Crap all this time because I still have no idea how stuff works together, what works best together.
Yep. Okay, so that's actually another topic, and that's Brillo, which is Google's Internet of Things OS that I'm pretty sure will be released.
Yeah, I think so.
But so that's a little different than Android at Home because that's now out in the world. And I'm pretty sure we'll see that.
But very related, no?
Maybe. I mean, it can be related. But Internet of Things, I think, is more for things out in the world, whereas Home might be more Wi-Fi and
more Nest type versus like things.
I just kind of group them in the same category, but
I do too. I mean, Internet of Things is defined as any sort of connected device that is maintained or managed via internet and all that sort of stuff. And whether it's Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or whatever it is, it's an aware device that so
they're sort of crossing that Venn diagram of devices and things like that. So
the Internet of Things, we've got more wearables.
Well, that's my kind of crazy Google I/O prediction is that we'll see more wear in Android Wear than just watches.
Yeah,
I think you're gonna see somebody walk out with the Android Wear jacket or some sort of expansion
Android
beyond
Wear
just
onesie.
Watches. It'll let you know when it's time to Internet of Things. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I have the trap door or no? That's the question.
But, I don't know. That might be where
everything plugs in.
Yeah, everything plugs.
Yeah, but whether or not it's prototype or something that is, I think, the going beyond the watch.
Yeah.
And beyond the glass.
And also right things there. Additional to the watch. So I think although it's ironic because they were ahead, I think they need to play catch up with the iWatch. So they need to. We probably will see a new Moto 360 too with something.
Yeah, the price has been dropping on the 360. Yeah. So
I think they need to make something else in the watch that kind of makes it more compelling. There's going to be something.
That Wi-Fi.
Something
yeah. Although 360 had Wi-Fi.
Although that said, I just got the Android Wear update, and the flick of the wrist thing is a game changer.
Is it?
Oh my God! Yes,
that was one of those features that I saw, and I was like, "Wow, I don't know if that'll
I'm
ever be useful."
I'm convinced I just wear my watches wrong because I wear them loose. That doesn't work well for me.
Yeah.
No, but it's been. I mean, it's been I was like, look at it go. It just works.
That's not distracting at all while you're talking to somebody.
Yeah, no. Sure. Well, but the idea is not when I'm talking to somebody. Sure. I mean, it's when I'm on the go. Like today I had a bunch of meetings in the city and I was running around and stuff was coming through. I was just that said, I do have a problem with the number of things I'm getting. I'm getting information overload, which that says I need to work on it more. Mm-hmm. But just now I just cycled through 3 baseball game scores, 4 temperatures. I don't need this right now.
Right.
That's me.